الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن شاء الله we are pleased to partake in this in these lessons presented by Deen al-Sahih. This is an online lecture. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it for us and make it a proof for us and not against us on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all those who have organized these lessons by our esteemed mashayikh, by our teachers and loved ones in reality. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. For indeed they take from where the scholars take, from the authentic Sunnah and from the Ijma' of the Sahaba and the Salaf, the pious predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih. And this book is very important that we're studying. That is Kitab al-Tawheed. We all need Tawheed. We all need to check our sincerity daily, sincerity in our speech and action, sincerity stemming from our hearts, our limbs, as well as our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere in that which we say and do. Chapter 34 deals with a very important chapter, a very important topic, and that is faith and patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Babun min al-imani billahi as-sabr ala aqdarillah. From one's iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقوله تعالى ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his heart guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guide, for indeed he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guides whom he wills, and he is the one who aids that person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. And that is what is required of us, that we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. Na'am, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that he guides his heart to this true faith. Why? Because he himself wanted guidance. He himself sought the guidance. And then Alqama referred to that verse by saying, هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة فَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَيَرْضَى وَيُسَلِّمُ لَهَا يعني وَيُسَلِّمُ. And he submits himself. He's a person whereby a calamity befalls him and he knows that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's a test from Allah, and he's pleased and he submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a beautiful statement from Alqama rahimahullah, and quoted by Imam al-Tabir rahimahullah in his tafsir. And likewise, we have the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم recorded by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِثْنَتَانِ فِي النَّاسِ هُمَا بِهِمْ كُفْر. That two things between the people is considered to be kufr, is considered to be disbelief. أَطَّعْنُ فِي النَّسَبْ. And that is reviling one's lineage. وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ. النِّيَاحَةُ على الميت. نياحة is wailing over the deceased. Wailing, where the person wails and screams, and maybe they cut their clothes and beat their cheeks because somebody passed away. Of course, somebody passes away, this is a test. But one is not, one says what Allah says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And that is sufficient. To Allah we belong and to Him we return. And indeed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, his own son passed away, Ibrahim, his own son. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cried. And he said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنُ وَمَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed the eyes shed tears and the eye and the hearts are softened with sorrow. And we do not say except that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong and to Him is the return. So two traits you will find found in people which are signs of disbelief. And that is defaming a person's lineage and wailing over a deceased person. That hadith is no doubt hadith in Sahih Muslim, as we mentioned. وَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And also it is reported when it says لَهُمَا, meaning Bukhari and Muslim. It is reported from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ. He's not one of us who hits his cheeks, يعني out of hearing bad news, and that he starts hitting his face. Like you find with the Rafida, the Shia, that's what they do on the 10th of Muharram, where they beat themselves with chains until they bleed. This is all Jahiliyyah. And the Prophet said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا, they're not from us who do this. مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ, and also who cut their clothes, their pockets, their clothes, their garments, they tear it. وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, and makes a supplication of the supplication of the people of ignorant, the people of Jahiliyyah. Whoever does these three things is not one of us. Is not one of us. And that is in Bukhari and Muslim, and that is raised. نعم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة. That the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for his servant if he wants to show him goodness, then if he committed a sin, or if he done something that was wrong, then his punishment is not delayed to the hereafter, because it's worse. Rather, عَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَ, means that it is brought forward in this life, because it's less of a punishment in this life, in dunya. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ الشَّرَّ, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that this person receives that which is bad and that which is evil because of obviously what they have put forward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds punishing him for the sins that he committed in this life, and so that he is given his full recompense on the day of judgment. And that is for the person whose punishment is delayed to the akhirah. So the punishment that is delayed to the akhirah is worse. May Allah protect us. And that narration which is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Hadith which is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Naam, who said it is Hadithun Hasan, who created it as Hasan. Naam. And then we have the next hadith, the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the chapter. Inna idham al-jaza' ma'a idham al-bala'. Wa inna allaha idha ahabba qawman ibtalahum. Faman radiya falahu al-rida wa man sakhita falahu sakhatu. And that also is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Hadithun Hasan. That hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, the greatness of the reward is tied to the greatness of the trial. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a people, he puts them to trial, yani he tests them. Whoever accepted that test will enjoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and whoever is displeased with it will incur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. Naam. So these are the narrations in the Kitab al-Tawheed. Shaykh Abdulaziz bin Baz, rahimullah, naam, he says that the author intended with this tarjama, with this chapter heading, to clarify that patience, from calamities, is from the obligatory actions of iman. It is obligatory from iman that you are patient when you are afflicted with difficulty or hardship and harm. That the person must be patient. The person from iman is that you be patient and that you don't lose your you don't become angry and lose your temper, because of this calamity. The calamity could be due to loss of life, could be to do with yourself. Something happened about yourself, or it could be due to loss of wealth, or loss of children, or it could be other than that from trials that one is trialed with, the loss of relatives. Naam, it's upon the person, he says, أن يتحمل ويتصبر ولا يجزع. It's upon the person that he is patient, and also he aids others in his family, from his family members, to be patient. Naam, and he doesn't lose his temper, he doesn't become angry. Rather, patience is at the first instance of receiving news of a calamity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he He says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings for the patient ones. He says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in those verses before, he says, وَلَنُبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And we will test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth, or yani a decrease in wealth and life and provision, and give glad tidings to the patient ones. Those, when a calamity befalls them, they say, indeed to Allah we belong, and to Him will be the return. Such are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's salah is upon them. They're the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning they're the ones, subhanAllah, that enjoy that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They enjoy that. That's a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He accepts those people because they were patient. They were patient over those trials. When they afflicted that calamity, they say that truly we belong to Allah, and truly to Him is the return. To Him is the return. And such are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy towards. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and such are the guided ones. And likewise, Shaykh Abdul Baz rahimahullah, he mentioned these verses, وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and be patient, for Allah is with the patient ones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, the patient ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in full, na'am, their recompense. Yani more than what you can enumerate or even count. And then the Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah, he mentions the hadith of the Bab, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Actually, this is an explanation of the hadith of Bab. That is the hadith of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Bukhari and Muslim. Na'am. And whoever is patient and strives to be patient and helps others to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids them. وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. And there isn't anything that one is given more as a great blessing, more than patience. There isn't anything that one is given as a great blessing and more vast than having patience, because patience will aid you through difficult times. Patience will help you. Patience, and the scholars, they mention the patience in terms of what Allah wills, and patience upon obedience to Allah, and patience away from the disobedience to Allah. So that is from Iman, and that is from the obligations of Iman. Patience upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There isn't anyone that is afflicted with musibah except is by the will of Allah. Allah is the one who tests us. Allah is the one who trials us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends these tribulations. May Allah protect us and forgive us our shortcomings. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And whoso believes in Allah, He guides his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you, Ya Abdullah, because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come to Him with a pure heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. As for Alqama, na'am, is referring to Alqama ibn Qays al-Nakhai from the Kibar al-Tabi'een, rahimahullah, whose thiqah, thabt, is a abid, is precise in narrating, trustworthy, and a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a faqih, is a scholar in his own right. Alqama is a scholar in his own right. Abidun, and a servant, na'am, who died in the year, na'am, after na'am, ba'da 60, after 60, year hijriya, na'am, qila ba'da 70, and some say after 70. Na'am, so Alqama, na'am, from the kibar tabi'een, radiyallahu anhu, and he quoted this verse, which we quoted earlier, huwa al-rajul yusibu musibah, about the calamity. The verse refers to the one whom, when he receives a calamity, when he receives news of a calamity, he says, he knows that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he is pleased and he is patient and he humbles himself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm seeking the reward, reaping the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يحتسب الأجر عند الله, because he knows Allah is the one who rewards. So he is patient, he doesn't lose his temper, and that is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide to his mercy. That is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a heart that is pure and is content and is guided. That is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his heart firm. And that is in all affairs. The person is a believer first. The first thing is a believer, he's a mu'min. And that necessitates that we are patient upon the obedience to Allah. We are patient to strive to be upon Tawheed and Sunnah. We don't worry about what people say about us in derogatory statements, in belittling us, in looking down upon us. But rather, Allah has given you this Izzah. Allah has given you Islam. Allah has raised you. Allah has honored you. بَلِ الْعِزَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ The honor belongs to Allah and His Messenger and to the believer. So Allah has given us this Izzah. So why we should feel down? Why we should lower our head towards those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has misguided because of a perversion and deviation in their hearts? We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He's given us. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be pleased. رَضَيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. And being pleased, Allah is our Lord and Islam is our deen and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger, as our prophet. Likewise, the next hadith, which is Sahih Muslim, hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that two traits which is considered to be kufr, disbelief, al-ta'nu fil ansab, reviling one's lineage, you don't speak ill of people's lineage, and al-niyaha ala al-mayyit, the one who loses his temper when someone dies and he starts screaming and shouting. Here Shaykh Abdul Aziz Baz rahmullah says about the belittling one's lineage is that you speak ill of their lineage out of arrogance, haughtiness, thinking that you're better. Who are you to speak lowly of somebody else's lineage? Who are you? Who are you to speak about anybody else's lineage thinking that you have... This is the way of the mushrikun, and this is the way of the mushrik Hindus as well, where they have this caste system, where higher up you can look down upon others. In Islam, inna akramakum inda Allah itqakum, that the most honorable in the sight of Allah are the most pious. It's not the caste system. It's not I'm better than you because of my lineage. You cannot be raised above somebody else due to your lineage. You can be raised by over somebody else due to your taqwa, due to your iman, due to your amal salih, due to Allah raising you. Not because you're from this family and that family. Not because you have wealth or you don't have wealth. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who honors, and Allah is the one who raises and debases. يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He honors whom He wills, and He belittles whom He wills, or He lowers whom He wills, He humbles whom He wills. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Qahir. From His name is Al-Qahir. The irresistible. You can't resist Allah. You can't get away from Allah's kingdom. You can't resist your aging. You can't resist escaping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't escape Allah. You can't resist you can't resist Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and escape from Allah. Abadan. Fafirru ila Allah. Even if you run away, you run away to Allah. So don't revile anyone's lineage. That's considered to be kufr. No. Where you look down upon others because you think you're better than them, just because of your family name, because your lineage, your caste system. That's from the way of the mushrikun. And that's kufr. That's disbelief in action. No. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Baz rahmullah mentions that this is kufr in action. No. At-ta'nu fil ansabi. Kufr. This is in action. Doesn't make a person a kafir, but it's in action is disbelief. And likewise, then the Sheikh mentions the next part of the hadith. Whoever supplicates, in the other hadith he mentions the further additional benefit, whoever supplicates with the supplication of the ignorant ones, rather the person should only say, he says, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, al-rabbahu al-afiyah. You ask Allah for His well-being. We yasta'inu bihi ala أمور دينه ودنياه. And he should seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني in the affairs of his deen and dunya. ويتعاطى الأسباب قدر الله. And he should bring about those reasons. نعم نعم that make him patient over the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever Allah wills occurs. And Allah is not to be asked about his affairs, his actions. لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. But rather, we are the ones who will be questioned. We are the ones who are accountable. So you bring about those affairs, na'am, in the Sharia, which mean bringing about patience, bringing about submission to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, being pleased with Allah, na'am, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, na'am. And here also Shaykh Abdul Ibn Baz rahimahullah mentioned the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. Naam. Where the Prophet said, Ana bari'un min as-saliqah. I'm free from as-saliqah. And as-saliqah is a person, a woman that raises her voice in time of calamity. When somebody dies, they raise their voice. Na'am, and also he says, Wal haliqah, and I'm free from the haliqah, the woman who shaves all her head. Na'am. And the shaqah, the woman who tears her garments. And this is all from Jahiliyyah, and this hadith is in Bukhari. Na'am. So Allah will test us, especially na'am, those whom He loves, He will test. Because the higher we go in the test, the higher we will be in Jannah. And the higher will be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is where we should all compete towards. Getting closer to Allah, being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen, and asking for His forgiveness and favors. For trials will come, one after the other. عُودًا عُودًا. Just like you know those mats that you make out of, you make them out of bamboo stick. Now, those mats, the thin mats that you get. Now, just like that, that fitan will come, just like a mat that is made of these bamboo sticks or made of these sticks, one after the other, udan uda, until. And each time it comes, the person says, this is it, hadihi hadi, this is the fitna that's going to break me. And then he passes that, then another one comes, and another fitna comes, another fitna comes. Naam. And the one, yunkiru al-fitna, yunkiru al-munkar, nukkita fi qalbihi nuktatun bayda, then his heart, a white spot enters his heart. Every time he repels the fitna and the trials and the difficulties, every time he passes and every time he rejects evil, he passes it and a white dot enters his heart. As for man shariba al-fitna or shariba, all these trials that come, he drinks it and he goes with it without making inkar, a black spot enters his heart until it all engulfs his heart and he can't recognize truth from falsehood. He can't recognize, and people, many people have gone astray that we know. They can't recognize Tawheed from Shirk, and Iman from Kufr, and Sunnah from Bid'ah, and light from darkness. They can't recognize anymore, because slowly, slowly they've been drinking the fitna. Slowly, slowly they've been drinking misguidance and doubts. Slowly, slowly Shaitan led them astray. لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. I will lead all of them astray, Shaitan. Allah mentioned about Shaitan that he will lead all of them astray, illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin, except the sincere servants amongst them. The sincere servants, may Allah make us of them who are sincere upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, and no doubt, whatever you do, the reward is according to how big the action is that you do. Naam. So being patient, striving. This is exactly what we saw the ulama were upon. They were patient. They strove. They were tested. They were tested and yet they continued to hold on to the deen of Allah. They didn't give up. They didn't give up to let go. And there's no turning back. You can't turn back because it's worse. is worse that you turn back to Jahiliyyah. You should hate to go back to Jahiliyyah, to ignorance, to misguidance, just as you hate to be thrown into the fire. This is from the sweetness of faith. You hate to go back to the past and this and ignorance. And you hate to go back to that life of ignorance and misguidance and following your desires. And you hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts you. And you hope that you will be accepted and Allah will show you mercy. Ya Allah, Allahumma ahfadna min kulli su' Allahumma tub alayna uslah ahwalana ya arhamar rahimin. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us and not angry over us. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our patience. For indeed, Kitab al-Tawheed is one of the best books you can study. And this chapter no doubt talks about the decree of Allah. We have to be patient upon the Qadr of Allah. And the Qadr of Allah, a group of people denied it from the Qadariyah. They denied the Qadr of Allah, meaning they denied that Allah knows what's going to happen before it happens. And so Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, tell them, they have nothing to do with me and have nothing to do with them. أَنَّهُمْ بَرِيءٌ مِنِّي وَأَنَّنِي بُرَاءٌ مِنْهُمْ. Tell them, أَنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَاءٌ مِنِّي. Tell them, I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. And it will not benefit them, even if they were to give charity the size of Uhud in gold, it will not benefit them until they believe in Al-Qadr. So Qadr is important, that we believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It necessitates four things, as Shaykh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabir rahimahullah mentioned. It necessitates believing the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ilm, that Allah knows whatever is going to happen and what transpires in this earth. For Allah is al-alim, khabir, subhanahu wa ta'ala, latifun khabir. لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing is hidden from him in the heavens and the earth. لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Allah subhanahu knows everything, Ya Abdullah. He knows what we are doing. We can't hide from Allah. Allah is سميع بصير. Allah is all hearing, perfect seeing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us to account for what we have done, not for what others have done, for what we have done, for what we have brought forward. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهِ. Whoever finds good, then let him praise Allah. Whoever finds other than that, don't let him blame except himself. Don't blame except yourself, because why? The person knows himself. The person knows his weakness. The person knows what he has done and what he has brought forward. We all know ourselves, really and truly. Even if the people praise us, even if the people think that we are righteous and so on, remember, you and me, we all know ourselves really, that we are in need of Allah, that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Otherwise we're doomed. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to overlook, to pardon. And that's why we say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the one who loves to pardon, so pardon us. He loves to pardon, so we ask him to pardon us. And Qadr also necessitates not just al-ilm, but also al-khalq, that Allah creates the action of good and evil to test us, which one we're going to do. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a will, and it will be under the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. So yes, we have a choice. And that will comes under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is from his rububiyyah, from his lordship. Naam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fourth one is al-kitaba. Allah commanded the pen to write. And the pen said, what shall I write? And Allah said to the pen, write whatever's going to happen. Write whatever's going to happen. Yani from the affairs of Qadr, based upon the knowledge of Allah. And that was 50,000 years before creation. And only Allah knows that. We cannot say, as the Sufis say, that Allah's Messenger knows the unseen unconditionally. Only Allah knows the unseen. Only Allah knows the unseen unconditionally. And what the pen wrote, we can't say the Prophet knows that. But the Sufis, they read the Burda of Busayri and they say, in one of their lines, the Burda of Busayri, Busayri says, وَمِنْ عِلْمِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ And from your knowledge, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the knowledge of the pen and the tablet. لوح المحفوظ, the preserved tablet and the pen. But the knowledge of the pen belongs to Allah, not the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know when the hour is going to be established. مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَى مِنَ السَّائِلِ The one being questioned knows no more than the questioner. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah commanded him to tell the people he doesn't know the unseen unconditionally. قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرُ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ Say that if I have known the unseen, then I would have done more good and no harm would have touched me. So, الغيب is عند الله. غيب is عند الله. Knowledge of the unseen belongs to Allah alone. If the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the unseen unconditionally, he would have known that the meat that was given to him by the Jewish lady, that it contained poison. But he didn't know. And he ate it. Or he ate from it. And he felt the pain towards the end of his life. If the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the unseen, why would he seek consultation? Yani, why would he consult with his companions when it came to battles and what to do? Why would he consult with them if he knew the unseen unconditionally? If the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the unseen, he wouldn't have taken somebody to show him the way to Medina. He took a kharrit, somebody who knew the path and the roads and the valleys. And he took one to help him to get to Medina. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know the unseen unconditionally. Nor do these peers and so-called imams that misguide others, the Sufi imams, that claim to know the unseen, that claim to have these special powers. That imam who lies to you, who's upon bid'ah and even possibly shirk, then he's more in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in more need to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not over-exaggerate in praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say and claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the unseen. The Rafida Shia, they say that their 12 imams know the unseen and they take care of the affairs of the people. They even go one further and say that these 12 imams take care of the affairs of the people. But that is belonging to Allah. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. To him belongs the creation. And the command is not to the abd, not to the servant. So this great chapter, knowledge of the qadr of Allah and be patient upon it, is a great chapter of Allah. That we be patient. Yes, things happen and it requires us to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and to make dua to him. And to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he accepts us even through difficult times. And know that anything that afflicts a believer, even a thorn that pricks his finger, then the person is rewarded. Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabir, rahmullah, he mentions the example of what in the language sabr means. It means al-habs wal-man', to withhold and to restrict and to imprison. When you are patient, you withhold yourself from desires. You withhold yourself from becoming angry. Because shaitan wants you to become angry. Shaitan wants you to lose your temper. Shaitan wants you to do evil actions thereafter, because that's what it leads to. So always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for his forgiveness. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you mercy. Always, this is what Tawheed is. That's why we study in this book. That we are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not cause injustice to anyone. إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا Allah said in Hadith Qudsi, I have made oppression haram for you. I have made oppression haram for myself and I have made it haram amongst yourselves. So don't oppress one another. That's dhulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands with justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ Justice and righteousness. So be firm upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if the people were to abandon you. As Imam al-Awza'i rahimullah said, اسبر نفسك أو عليك بآثار السلف وإن رفضك الناس. Upon you is to hold on to the narrations of the Salaf al-Salih, even if the people were to abandon you. بأثري, be upon Sunnah, be upon the Ahadith al-Sahiha, be upon the Ijma' of the Salaf, the righteous predecessors, be upon the Quran Sunnah ala Fahm al-Salaf al-Salih. Yes, there will be enemies, but you are upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. You are upon knowledge that has reached you from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has reached you from the companions of the Messenger, yani from those who took from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowledge has reached us right from the companions to the tabi'een, to the atba' al-tabi'een, to the scholars of the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th century, and so on, till this century. Walhamdulillah, the likes of Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimullah, Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen rahimullah, Shaykh al-Albani rahimullah, Shaykh Salih Fuzan, Shaykh al-Haydan, Shaykh Udayyan, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, Shaykh Zayd, Shaykh Rabi bin Hadi, Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri, Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab Marzuq al-Banna, Shaykh Hassan, and you know, great scholars. Shaykh Muqbir rahimullah, and we miss them. We ask Allah to forgive us our shortcomings. May Allah protect them all in Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.